I like how you say I sing these.
You do sing
I'm
these.
More belting.
Michael Belton.
Yeah.
I like it. He's fantastic. You have similar hair.
Yeah.
Actually. Okay, so this song.
Who's Michael Belton?
Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
Bolton. Oh, okay.
Hola, everyone. This is Javier, and I'm a big-ass runner, originally from Tijuana, Mexico, but currently running the trails of Madrid. Welcome to Big Ass Runner Podcast, where we entertain and encourage trail runners from all over the world. Now, here's your host, Jeff Harrell.
Well, thank you, Javier, for that amazing intro, and that was an intro from early in the show. We've been doing some retro intros because we've been going back in time and reviewing some things, and we actually are celebrating, this is a little teaser, celebrating a birthday today as a show. More on that in a second. Well, my name is Jeff Harrell. This is the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast, episode number 106. We have, I think, an amazing show for you today. Couple of things we're going to do. In segment number one, as I mentioned, we are celebrating a birthday. A little bit more on that in a second. And I'm going to share, instead of cake, we're going to do something a little different. And I think you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a fun segment. That's segment number one. And segment number two, Timmy Time is back. We got such great feedback from last week's episode. That was part one of the Timmy Time open line, request line. And part two, part two is even better. It's amazing. The Timmy Time, It's Tricky version got such great feedback last week. You are going to be blown away this week. And we'll also have a special guest joining us for that segment. So that's segment number two. Very excited about that. But before we get to that, a couple of things. One is we talked about setbacks last week, got a lot of great feedback about setbacks, and heard from a lot of the Big Ass Run herd members, great feedback on how they overcome setbacks. And I heard from a few folks after we had recorded last week, so I wanted to make sure we shared those with you here in the intro. So Marty Janicek sent us a note about how he overcomes setbacks, and it's three words: do it again. I love that, Marty, because it is all about picking yourself back up and giving it another go. I love that. Simple, but awesome, awesome advice for overcoming setbacks. Duder Trail Running, he says, just run through it, and tells his legs, quote, shut up legs, knees, rolled ankles, you're fine. Smiley face, cry face, emoji. Great advice, Duder Trail Running. Sometimes, you know, trail running can be a little painful. You can go through those things as long as you know you're not injured. Legs are tired, knees are tired, ankle may be a little messed up. Just run through it. You tell yourself you're fine. A lot of times it's mental, right? A lot of times it is, we think our mind keeps us back. Our body is willing if our mind is as well. And so love that. Love that advice. And Kim Endo, Kim is an amazing runner. She sent some feedback as well and kind of has it in three categories. The first is setbacks related to injuries. She says, I take a break from running because I'll get back to being 100% the less I try to push through. That's true. Like I said on the last one with Duder, if it's an injury, you definitely want to take a break. This is such great advice, Kim. Take a break from running because I'll get back to being 100% the less I try to push through. I was actually at a leadership conference today, and they talked about this idea of recovery, that good leaders have this balance of driving themselves, but also recovering. And it made me think of trail runners, because we like to drive ourselves sometimes literally into the ground, but you've got to have time to recover. So love that, Kim. If it's a sickness, she says, if I got sick, I trust my training and see the downtime as time for my body to heal and rebuild. I love that. I've actually had in my setback, I determined, I actually found out that I actually had COVID again for a second time. Took a few days off, felt a lot better, and I'm getting back at it. So I totally agree with that. Trust your training. More training's out there. I think sometimes we feel like if we missed a run, we missed a run. There's another run ahead of us. See it as time for the body to heal and rebuild. I love it. And then our third response was, sometimes just say F it and hope for the best. I think that's that whole mind over matter. Sometimes you just got to full send. And I think you know your body well enough to know when that is the case. It is full send. Let's go. So thank you, Kim. Thank you, Deuter. And thank you, Marty, for that. So I wanted to share that. And then the second thing we had asked, I had a plea last week for a review. We hadn't had a review in so long. We got one. The Big Ass Runner Herd never disappoints. By the way, I want to share the review we got in May. It was from Poor Adventurer. I don't think I shared this one on the show. Best Trail Company, 5 stars. I just started running in July of 2020, and I'm now training for my first trail ultra. I'm running by myself, so these guys help the miles feel easy and full of company. Thoroughly enjoy their banter no matter what the topic. So thank you so much for that awesome review. That was back in May from Poor Adventure. But we just got one this past week from Love TV, 5 stars. Headline is Give It a Listen. This podcast always makes me laugh, sometimes makes me cry, encourages me to get out and run with my new friends, the Herd, and inspires me to work to be the best version of myself. Hope to see you folks on the trail sometime. Oh my goodness. What an amazing review. Thank you so much and kind words. Honestly, this is the kind of feedback that keeps this show moving forward. As I've always said, as long as we're adding value, as long as we're helping, as long as we're serving the trail running community, we're going to keep going. So thank you so much for that, Love TV exclamation point. Really appreciate that. Well, with that, let's get going on episode number 106 of the Big Ass Runner. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. Cause still a mormies, but TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Well, as I alluded to in the intro, we are celebrating a birthday today as a show. Today is our second birthday. We are 2 years old. You can kind of tell if you ever see me trail run, I kind of look like a two-year-old running through the trails, a little bit wobbly, sometimes in control, sometimes not, sometimes falling, quite often falling. But have that childlike fun and enthusiasm for the trails and for trail running. So today is our 2-year birthday. We didn't want to make a big deal about it because we did that for the 100th episode a few weeks ago, I guess six episodes ago. But I thought we would celebrate a little bit, and we'll celebrate with a sharing with you, I think, some fun information. Now, you know, when you have a birthday, you normally have cake, right? You have a birthday cake. And as trail runners, we like to eat. We like to eat. So instead of a birthday cake today, I thought we'd talk a little bit about, if you think about the trail run version of birthday cake, it would be, you know, the food that we have as we're running these races, as we're out on the trail. And I came across an awesome article from I Run Far. If you don't know much about I Run Far, go to irunfar.com. They've got great information, news, reviews. They do a lot of great content. They're at a lot of the big races reporting on those. I believe they've got a podcast as well. They do a lot of great work. But I came across an article by Allie Hartz. I think she's on their staff. And they, as an editorial team, picked their best energy gels energy chews and running food. So I thought, hey, it's our birthday. We're going to celebrate with some food. I'm going to share with you this because I think as trail runners, we're always looking for something that can help us with our nutrition while we're doing our training runs or we're out doing these races. And these folks know what they're talking about. So I thought I would share this. And I'll share with you if I agree, if I've had these products, if I agree, you do the same. If you've had these and say, hey, I agree with that or disagree with that. You know, food can be subjective, but I'm always looking for new ideas, new things to try. So hopefully you will enjoy this. We'll start with what they have is favorite pre-run food topping. So this would be something that you would put on some of your food prior to your training run or your trail race. And their winner is a product I've never used before and I've never tried. It's called, and I've heard this term, but this is actually the name of the brand, Trail Butter. Have you guys tried this? It looks really good. This is not your average nut butter. Trail Butter is a calorie-dense blend high in fat and protein, incorporating a mix of nuts, seeds, fruits, oils, and sweeteners like maple syrup, honey, and chocolate. I have never tried these. They've got the pricing on here. It says between $15 and $42. I'm sure that depends on how many packets and all that. But I'm going to try this. I love nut butter. And so I'm going to try this Trail Butter. That's their number one pre-run food topping is Trail Butter. I'll actually put links to this in the show notes, by the way. So there you go, Trail Butter. Their runner-up is a product I have had and I do like a lot, and it is the Picky Bar Drizzle. You ever had Picky Bars before? I really enjoyed it. I love their oatmeal, their pre-done oatmeal. I forget what they call it exactly, but they have a drizzle. You can drizzle it on your oatmeal. You can put it on peanut butter. The Picky Bar Drizzle is really good. It's not super inexpensive. It's $20, I believe, but it gets a pretty significant size jar here. But yeah, the Picky Bars Drizzle, really, really good. The runner-up as expressed by irunfar.com. Favorite gel. This is always a big one. A lot of people like gels, a lot of people don't. It is an easy way to carry calories. Sometimes it's just something you need to do if real food is not an option. But they're number one, I agree with wholeheartedly. You've heard us talk about this on the show before. It's the Spring Energy Awesome Sauce. I love this. Spring Energy makes great products, but this flavor to me, I never got tired of it when I did the Black Canyon 100K, and I went through a ton of these. The negative, it's expensive. It's probably one of the most expensive gels. I don't even consider, this isn't really a gel because it's like applesauce. It's not gel-like at all. It is like applesauce, but about $3.90 a serving. So not super inexpensive. I think if you buy in a little bit of a bulk, you can get a little bit better price than that. But totally agree with him on this one. Favorite gel, Spring Energy Awesome Sauce. Runner up is the Goo Roctane Energy Gel. I have not had this. I've had goo plenty of times before. I don't love the consistency, but I will try this because I trust irunfar's opinion on this. I want to try this. It is a Roctane Energy Gel. And they say here that it's specifically designed for long distance and high intensity running, containing up to 3 times the sodium and branched chain amino acids, BCAAs, than the Goo original gel. So I want to try this. The flavor that they've got here is a blueberry pomegranate. So I'm going to try this. If anyone's tried these, let us know what you think of this one. And then that was a runner-up. The honorable mention, and I think we've had people talk about this one on the show, is the Huma Energy Gel. H-U-M-A, about $2.50 a serving. The Goo is $2.60. This is $2.50. So a little cheaper than the Spring Energy. The Huma, I've tried these before. I didn't love them. They're a chia seed-based product with amino acids and some good carbs and all that. But I'd love to hear if you have enjoyed these. And they had one other honorable mention. This is the Honey Stinger Organic Gel at $1.95. I actually want to try this one because I love the Honey Stinger waffles, particularly the caramel ones. And so I really like the product. I've not had, this is a fruit smoothie flavored organic gel from Honey Stinger. So if anyone's tried these, let us know. They've got a lot of honorable mention. They've got one more here called the Morten Gel 100, Maurten. I've not heard of these, not tried these. I would like to try them, but they are on the expensive side as well. They are $3.90 a serving. And that is the Maurten Morten Gel 100. Let me know if you've tried these before. I may have to try it. I love trying new things. That's their other honorable mention. Actually, I lied. They have one more. Untapped Energy Gel for $2.20. It is pure Vermont maple syrup. Not tried these either. May have to get, I don't like maple syrup, so probably not going to try these. That was their last honorable mention. Next category, favorite chews, blocks, and gummies. Their number one favorite is a company I just talked about. It is the Honey Stinger Energy Chews. These are a cherry blossom flavor. I think they got many flavors. That's the one they have listed here. It's about $2.95. But this tops their list. The team at I Run Far loves, actually it says it loves the cherry blossom flavor. And each pack contains two servings of six chews, 160 total calories and 39 grams of carbs. So I have not tried these, but I do love the Honey Stinger. Like, as I mentioned, as a company, I believe Steven uses these as well. Steven, let me know if that's wrong. The Honey Stinger Energy Chews came in first for the chew division. The runner up was a Scratch Sport Energy Chews. I have not heard of these. It's a company called Scratch, S-K-R-A-T-C-H, Scratch Labs. It took runner up and was called out by their testers for its light coating of granulated sugar and sour powder, which differentiated both their texture and flavor from sweeter varieties of chews. So a little bit more of a sour chew. Yeah, even the flavor here says sour cherry. I don't know if you are you into the sour stuff. My kids are, man. They love the sour candies and stuff. May have to try these just to give it a whirl. That was the runner up in the energy chew department. Next category, that was the runner up in the energy chew category. Next category, favorite bar. This is one I know Steven uses because he's talked to me about this one, and I don't know that I've tried it. It is the Bobo Oat Bar at $3.50. They love these bars, B-O-B-O, Bobo's Oat Bars. A couple of notes they have here is not everyone on the team that reviewed these eat bars because they tend to be a little bit dense during runs and races, but this was the favorite of the team, the Bobo Oat Bar. The runner-up was the Epic Provisions Bar. I've tried these before. These are really popular with keto because they're basically just like a meat bar. You can get all different flavors of chicken and bison, and you've probably seen these before. They say that they're paleo-friendly, great tasting, and easy to eat. I found it just depends on the flavor. Just try a few. These are not super expensive, $3 for a bar, but they're definitely meaty. They're definitely meaty, 12 grams of protein and between 90 and 130 calories. The honorable mention bar was the Nature Bakery's Fig Bar. I have had these before. I'm a big fan of the Fig Newton. This is a healthy version of that, I think. It's the Nature Bakery's Fig Bar. Let me know if you like these. I felt like because I compared them to Fig Newtons, they're a little different. Take a little bit of getting used to. but I did enjoy them as well. A couple of more honorable mentions. The Pro Bar Meal Bar at $3. I've not tried those. And, of course, the Cliff Bar at $1.55. I go to these a lot because they're so easy to find in convenience stores. But I'm trying to eat a little bit better. I definitely go to the Cliff Bar. This is the white chocolate macadamia nut. I also like the peanut butter version as well. Well, what do you think? Let me know if any of these are resonating with you. Let's go through them again real quick. I'm going to try some of these. The topping would be the trail butter, trail mix almond from Trail Butter. Honorable mention would be the Picky Bars Drizzle. Again, I'll put links in the show notes for all these. For gels, the Spring Energy Awesome Sauce, followed by the Goo Roctane Energy Gel and the Huma Energy Gel. I'm probably saying that wrong. And the Honey Stinger Energy Gel as well. I'm going to try that one. And then the last honorable mention was the Morton Gel. And then their favorite chew was the Honey Stinger Energy Gels, followed by the Scratch Labs Sour Cherry. And then their favorite bar was the Bobo's Oat Bar, followed by the Epic Bar and the Nature Bakery Fig Bar and the Cliff Bar as well. You can get this whole article at irunfar.com. Again, hopefully this was helpful. Let me know if there are any bars or chews or gels that you use that you really recommend, that you really like. So instead of a piece of cake, let's everyone grab their favorite gel. Enjoy it next time you're out on a run, on a training run. Think about the Big Ass Runner. Sing a little happy birthday song for her second anniversary. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed that. Again, you can find the full article at irunfar.com. But one of the things we love to do is to give shout outs and kudos to the big ass runners out there just making it happen. And this week we have a local runner here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that ran a race way up in Wisconsin. It's Van Levine. She is coached by Coach Greg, and she was out at the Badger 100 and absolutely crushed it. Had a really good first half of the race in a challenging second half, but she persevered, overcame cramps, all kinds of different things, a detour, but she, as she always is, faced those challenges head on, was absolutely amazing, finished the race. Some say it's 100 miles, but it's really more like 105, maybe 107, maybe 109. It is more than 100 miles, but way to go, Van, finishing the Badger 100, way to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Timmy time.
What?
But wait a minute.
Hey.
Oh.
Marcy Baser.
With the strong tunes.
Taking it over.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
You know what? I'm full. You know why I'm full?
The giant pizza?
Yes, we have dinner before we podcast.
It's lovely.
It's so much fun.
Yes, it is.
And Allison ordered us pizza, which is amazing.
Little small pizzas.
Tiny pizza. This is the biggest pizza I've ever seen. It was 36 inch.
You got to post that.
They were huge.
Yeah, I'll post on the Instagram. This was the, we called it the big ass pizza. It makes sense.
It really was. They were the, and not one, but two of them. Exactly. Two of the biggest pizzas ever. And five of us eating. Yeah.
Yeah. She pulled in with the order in my truck and
in the bed of the truck.
Because it didn't fit in the front.
In the bed. And it barely fit in my truck. These are some big ass pizzas.
She had the strap. She had the strap. And the flap was down.
I will post on the Instagrams. Yeah. It is the biggest pizzas.
It was good, too.
They were very good.
Really tasty. Who's the shout-out go to?
Brooklyn?
Hello, Brooklyn!
New York, Brooklyn.
Somewhere.
Something.
One of the boroughs. I don't know.
Yeah. But it was good.
It was delicious.
Really good.
And Marcy made an amazing salad.
She did.
Oh, thanks.
Had beans in it.
Had garbanzo or chickpeas or some
chickpeas.
Such.
It was like super healthy due Olives. To the chickpeas.
It was like hummus in my mouth.
Of course, there's also salami and mozzarella and all the stuff that I like.
Yeah. Well, you need some protein.
We basically had three meals.
Yeah. Three. Oh, yeah. We're going to eat on that for weeks.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to take a whole pizza home with you. It's amazing.
It won't fit in my truck.
No, probably will not. Well, last week, we introduced the Timmy Time request line songs from the Big S Runner Herd. Timmy Time was amazing.
Actually one.
I heard the best feedback I've ever heard in my life.
I heard a lot of feedback, too.
Is that feedback?
No, the neighbors called the cops because they thought a party had broken out in our house.
Blew Allison's eardrum downstairs. Yeah.
It was amazing. And there were so many submissions that we had to do a part two.
Woo!
But we thought we'd spice it up a little bit and add Marcy to the group here. She can give her amazing color commentary.
I do have a lot
Sing
of comments.
Sing for real, Tim.
I got a lot of comments, a lot of opinions, if you will.
If you will, Marcy being the strong eight that she is. This is awesome.
So try your best, Tim.
Have you rested your voice from last week?
No, not at all. I've been singing all
your
week.
Your vocal stylings.
How is your vocal coach? How's he doing?
Fired.
Yeah. Well, we say that. He fired me.
Oh, there's no way he fired you.
There's no hope.
You're like the golden goose. How did he fire you?
Because he was jealous.
Double deuce.
Yeah. He was like some opera singer.
He gave you the double deuce?
Yeah, he did.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Well, we're going to do, I think, six songs again tonight.
All right.
All right.
Which is amazing. I will set them up. Timmy Time will swoon us.
Swoon.
And we will then, you know, just bask in the glory.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Just being excited.
Oh, maybe break some glass.
Maybe.
This could lead to things tonight.
Yeah. Good.
Well, this first submission is by someone named Charlie Baser.
Hey, our daughter's name's Charlie.
Is it
Isn't that a coinkadink?
Is it Baser or Bazer?
Bazer. That's the way Siri says
Bazor?
It.
Bazor?
Call from Tim Bazor. so funny.
How bizarre.
How bizarre. Well, this song was debuted in 2009. And recorded for a movie I cannot name, or you might get it. It's part of a soundtrack. And this character performs this song to someone named Dana, who plays this person's love interest in this movie. On August 6, 2010, it was released in the UK. Random fact.
2010?
This is so recent.
I've heard this song like once.
Oh,
and
well,
that was like last year.
I can't see your
See if you can guess who this is. Timmy Time, take us away.
All right. Song number one, courtesy of my daughter, Charlie the Chuckster Baser. And I never trust a dog to watch my food. And I like to use the word dude as a noun or an adverb or an adjective. And I've never been into cars. I really like cool guitars and superheroes and checks with lots of zeros on them. I love the sound of violins and making someone smile.
That was awesome. Really good, Tim. I mean, Timmy I'm not time. Being facetious, for real. That was a tough song. And I was very impressed. Not only did I recognize it, but...
Oh, a standing ovation.
I'm going to have to give
I got the slow clap.
Clap.
The slow clap.
And just like last week, I kind of made my own melody.
No, you nailed it.
I don't know that song, so you could have sang it however you wanted.
I know the song, and he nailed it.
There you go.
And it's a tough song.
Well, it is by the person named Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas. Good. Southlake.
From Southlake, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a movie called, what's it called? Camp 2 or something? Can't yes. Camp Rock 2.
Camp Rock 2.
Camp
Not
Rock
the first
2.
One. It wasn't that good. But the second one. Yeah.
That's like
the second one actually is always better than the first
one. Like Caddyshack is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Caddyshack 2, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Grease guys, 2. Oh, yeah.
You guys
all
are
twos.
Just,
all twos.
I know what you're doing.
Gremlins 2.
Two.
I know. All I'm on twos. To you.
Empire Strikes Back.
I am so on to you guys. Okay, good job, Timmy Time. Well,
thank you,
I think.
Yeah, I think. Me too, maybe.
Maybe.
I thought it was good.
We'll see if any of the listeners that watched Camp Rock
2. I mean, half the time I know the songs he's singing and I still don't know what he's singing. And when he says the time, I'm like, really? Yeah. But I knew that one and it's a hard song.
Well,
that
there
was
you
impressive.
Go.
Super impressive.
There you go. One for one, I
one
would say.
One for one.
Nailed it.
This next song is a bit controversial. Who submitted this controversial song?
I can't read it, but I hope it's I Want Your Sex.
Oh, oh my. Oh my goodness.
Super controversial.
Well, it's not that one, but Caleb Dilley submitted this one. And it is a song recorded by a band, and it's known for its very tight harmonies and sexually suggestive wordplay.
Oh boy.
It was written by one of the singers and one of the members of the band.
I think you feel funny inside.
So, Timmy Time, what do you think? You think you can handle this one?
Yeah, I got it.
You can handle the controversy?
Maybe.
The sexually explicit words.
And I'm celibate.
The innuendo.
This is one of those songs. Remember when you were a kid, you would just sing a song. You're so innocent.
Sit in the back of your mom's Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Just
wailing. And then as you got older, you went, what?
What was that meaning?
It means what?
What were my parents saying?
What were they... What is going on? And I think our parents didn't know.
I think my parents were just like going home for lunch.
I bet my dad knew exactly what it was, but my mom was clueless.
Well, hopefully your intrigue is up because we are about to unveil this amazing tune.
It's going to be nasty.
Timmy Time, take it away.
I'm gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. When everything's a little cleaner in the late light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be there in any way. Thinking of your working and my appetite, looking forward to a little bit of afternoon delight. All right, Jeff, you go.
Rubbing sticks and stone together, thick as sparks igniting.
Gotcha.
And the thought of loving you is getting so excited. Sky
rockets in flight.
Boom.
Afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight. I think our harmonies were tighter. Than this
they
band.
Were on time.
I felt so sinful singing it.
Well, you should have. You should have. It was nasty.
Oh, my
nasty.
Gosh.
Hey, so Jeff, what's an afternoon delight?
I have no idea.
Maybe you should put that out to your listeners.
Let's ask the big ass runner.
Can we call Allison Harrell for help?
Yes, phone a friend.
Do not look at her and do not acknowledge that, especially with these sort of things. I feel like it's probably one of your super long runs in 108 degree
that's
weather.
True.
It's an afternoon
delight.
Trail run.
I figure you get sweaty.
Oh, you get so my.
True.
Well, that was recorded by the Starland Vocal Band, a basic one-hit wonder.
Who can we
Caleb.
Thank? Who can we
Caleb,
thanks for that one?
Caleb, thank you for that. We
Good
are
job,
all
Caleb.
We all grew from this experience.
That was something else.
I believe we all learned a few
and we
things.
We knew it. We didn't. Well, yep. Some of us did.
I knew it for a minute.
You were doing well for
I feel like he, as usual.
You know what? A lot of times this microphone breaks my view, so I can't read.
Okay.
We love that excuse.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I hadn't heard that one.
All right. Well, their third song was submitted by Trisha Jewson. This is awesome song, by the way.
Is she married to Garth Brooks?
It's Trisha Yearwood.
Yes. Oh, close.
Yeah, very close. All right. This song is by an American duo from their second studio album. It was released as a third single from the album on September 16th, 2011.
What?
It was like yesterday. And it was produced by Party Rock. Is that Kid Rock's brother?
Yeah, his younger brother.
And it went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2012. It remained there for 2 weeks. I do not know this song. Timmy Time, I hope you do.
A little bit.
Okay, take it away then.
All right. Song number three. When I walk on the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops and a stare at me. I got passion in my pants, and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. That's the song I sing every time I run.
Of course it is. That was incredible.
And when he comes home from work, he's usually talking about the passion in his pants.
What is what? Up with the
That's
dirty
a
song?
Line?
Right here. No, oh my not. Gosh. No, I just threw that in there.
That's a line.
Jim just made that up. No. I didn't know that was a line in that song.
Well, you do now.
I do.
Thank you, Trisha.
Way to go, Trisha.
Trisha got us all just hot and bothered.
Afternoon delight and the passion in my pants.
Good grief.
X-rated show.
I got to hit the illicit button on
I
this
I think you're
going
to have to put a, like a PG-13 at least rating on this one.
Probably
due
so.
Due to the lyrics.
Well, this
Are
was,
you serious?
Well, this was written.
Are you serious?
This was written years
Did
ago.
Did you just write that?
I didn't write
Did
it.
Did you just say that?
No, I read it, yes.
You read that?
Not our fault.
No, no. It's the listeners for sure.
That was fun to sing.
Have you heard of this duo, LMFAO? Have you heard of them?
Laughing my face off all the time.
Damn, a, good job.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Wordle clue.
Allison Harrell, do you know what LMFAO is?
You were told.
She is not told. Going to acknowledge you.
You were told.
She warned you.
I can get her laughing, though.
Yeah, she can laugh, but she's not gonna acknowledge you, Timmy Time. Well, I think that was an amazing job.
Well,
I enjoyed it personally.
Yeah.
So
I did. It was quite interesting. Quite interesting indeed. I knew the song from your singing. I'm just always impressed when I know the song from your singing. Yeah. I feel like you have kind of stepped it up.
I've been
really.
Practicing.
I can tell. Yep. I feel like you're singing your best now. Good job.
All right. Well, amazing. Yes. He's always singing his best, though. He brings
always
it.
Always dry.
He well, brings it 100% every
now
time.
Now that I know what the best is, yeah. I think True. My...
redefined.
I've redefined his best.
I get to read the next one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and yeah. He gets to sing it?
Yep.
Oh, surprise, he's turning surprise. The tide. He can't even find the song.
This is Timmy Time, your new host. And we
oh,
gonna
Hefe.
Have,
he's oh, got Hefe. The song for you right here.
Sing this song. And you know what? I don't even have to give an introduction to this song.
Tell us what your introduction would be, Tim. I like this. You're
well,
throwing Hefe
I'm
going to
throw off. I'm going to throw off the artist a little bit.
Because you don't know him?
No, I'm just, it's a well-known artist.
Okay.
It sounds like something you'd eat for dinner.
What does it rhyme with?
Ham loaf.
Oh, my. This is gonna be interesting.
Okay, I have an idea. I have an idea.
All right, so this song is a power ballad.
Oh, heck yeah, it is.
Performed by an American musician. It is the track off his 1977 album.
Hamlet.
Bail Out of Hell. Whoa.
Bad Out of Hell?
Bad Out of Hell.
Oh,
written by Jim, oh my goodness, Steinman. It spent 23...
Jim Cocktoasten.
What?
Tim's glasses aren't strong enough and he won't go up.
Hey, this song spent Truth. 23 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100.
Whoa.
This is
peaking
exciting.
At number 11.
All right. Number 11.
Here goes your favorite radio host, podcast host, El Hefe.
Marcy, chime in, okay?
Oh, I got you.
And all I can do is keep I'm telling you I want you.
I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. Now don't be sad.
Don't be sad.
'Cause two out of three ain't bad. Now don't be sad. 'Cause... two out of three ain't bad.
Woo! Oh, I feel like Louis Armstrong just sang that. That was incredible. I didn't even know he did that rendition.
I like the calls.
yay!
That, of course, is meatloaf, not ham loaf.
Not ham loaf.
It rhymed. I asked for it rhymes with.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's why we got the ham loaf. That and my grandmother's ham loaf. That has always peaked on Tim's mind.
Well, hopefully you got that. I'm not sure how, but if you did, congratulations.
You get to sing.
Uh-oh. And I'll have.
All right. Timmy time. This is going to be song number five, I believe. Okay. Is that right?
That is song number five.
Now, this song was a 1970s.
Who threw in this song, though?
Oh, yes. This was requested by the great Marcy Baser.
Oh, we're in trouble.
She's laughing maniacally over there. Hear that? 1976 duet by an English musician. And an English singer. It was written by the person who sings this and his writing partner under the pseudonyms Anne Orson and Carte Blanche, respectively. This song is fairly well known and was intended to be recorded with Dusty Springfield.
Rick's brother?
Rick's wife.
Oh.
But ultimately withdrew the offer because Springfield was too ill to sing at the time. Hmm. Not really Rick Springfield.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. Was it Dusty Rhodes?
Woo!
Oh, that's Ric Flair.
That's Ric Flair.
My bad.
So close to me, so time.
Close. I feel like you two are
unfortunately, here's the problem with this song, Timmy Time, is this was a request by Marcy to be a Timmy Time Jefe duet.
Oh, yes, it is.
Dude, I don't think the listeners have heard one of those in a while.
No.
Yeah.
Should I be the girl again?
You get to be the lady lead.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which line is which, so this is going to be interesting.
So I'll start the first line.
I think the male starts.
Okay.
I think. So, yeah,
the male starts.
Okay. All right, here we go. Ready, Timmy Time?
So like every other line?
Let's try that. Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Honey, if I get restless.
Baby, you're not the kind.
Do, 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 do.
Don't go breaking my heart.
You take the weight off of me.
Honey, when you knock on my door.
Ooh, I gave you my key.
Bum, 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 bum.
Woo-hoo.
Nobody knows it.
Nobody knows it.
When I was down,
I was your clown.
Right from the start,
I give you my heart.
Oh, I give you my heart.
Do, 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 do. Nicely done, Timmy Time.
I was so impressed.
I'm super good, Kiki.
Well, and you guys did switch, but it worked out. It really worked out, you know?
We can pivot.
And well done, boys. Yes. That was actually way better than I was expecting. I was hoping for a crash and burn because those are funny. But you guys actually pulled it out. Well, that's pretty impressive.
Hey, just a little bit quick story about Marcy. So when I sobered up, she told me, she was like, I'm going to put my expectations for you so low that I will never be disappointed.
There you go. It's worked out.
Yeah.
It's actually not a bad thing.
Life motto in a marriage. Yeah. Actually, I was just like, you know what? I just don't even have any. I have zero expectations of you. So I will never be disappointed again. And we have been so happy since then.
And Timmy Time, you hit a fairly, didn't you hit a milestone recently? Or I guess back in January.
Back in January. Yeah.
11? Mm-hmm.
10
years.
Yep.
10
years. Coming up amazing. 11.
Fantastic. Amazing. Congratulations, buddy.
Why, thank you.
All right. That was amazing-ish. And
it was impressive. I feel like there are some vocal coaches that have been employed here lately.
Well, maybe unemployed now.
Yeah.
I know, but at least you put them out of business and
that's true.
Got really a little out of it.
Yeah.
Well done, boys.
They're at Wendy's.
Well, our last one, unfortunately, for this episode of the Timmy Time Sings request line is from our friend Kelly.
All right, Kelly. I like how you say I sing these.
You do sing these.
More belting.
Michael Belton?
Yeah.
I like it. He's fantastic. You have similar hair.
Yeah.
Actually. Okay, so this song.
Who's Michael Belton?
Michael Bolton.
Oh, okay.
Little play on words there. This song was by an American
Michelle Belton.
An American rock band and featured on their debut album. It was released as a single in January of 1989. It is the only song on the album to feature a synthesizer. Did that give it away? I think it might have.
Yeah, that's a sweet musical piece.
Yes, a sweet piece for sure. The song peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the band's third single to reach the top 10 and number 6 in the UK.
I'm surprised this wasn't number 1.
Well, it's not, but it did top the Irish singles chart.
Oh, in Ireland.
Unlucky for the first of 3 singles.
Sing it with your Irish brogue. So,
apologies to those in Ireland who listen. We have a lot of Irish listeners. You
do. I love Ireland.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing.
We need to go
Rory.
There.
Rory's
go
awesome.
Rory's awesome.
He's like 5'6" and Trevor's can hit the ball awesome. Like 400 yards.
Yes. Thank you all in Ireland. And we apologize for that horrible accent.
Irish brogue. Yeah, exactly. It's not getting any better.
Nope. Timmy time, you ready?
Yes, unfortunately, this is song number 6. This is the last song you'll hear of the night, possibly.
Possibly. Oh, yeah, we may have a bonus.
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Oh, yeah. Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I think a lot of people just lost their earbuds. Wow.
Boom.
This is not what I was expecting for an Irish brogue.
Oh no, Josh.
You nailed it again. Well done, baby.
That was amazing, of course.
I felt like Axl Rose was sitting next to me.
That's Timmy
here.
Time.
That is a Timmy Time song. Kelly Fain knows what she's doing here.
Thank you, Kelly.
That, of course, was Guns N' Roses performed by Timmy Time, redefining
it.
That song.
Yeah.
Fantastic job, Timmy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Should we throw in a bonus?
I don't know, man.
I think we should throw in a bonus.
I feel like we should get a trip to Ireland together and go stay with your friend over there. I'm in.
Well, Timmy Time, we're going to finish. I feel like we should finish on a little bit softer note.
Okay.
Very sweet duet. This was submitted by the great Nick Kiger. Thank you,
Nick,
for this. This is a song. It's a lead single from a 1990 album by Australian soft rock. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Peaked at number 5 in the U.S.
Soft rock?
Yes. And I think sort of like, probably like yacht rock, I would think. Something like that. Very sweet, very melodic, very light. It's going to be awesome.
It's good for drifting off.
Yes, drifting off to sleep. If you're about to, you're
maybe stretch.
You're stretching right now. Yeah. You're maybe doing a little yoga.
Yeah.
This will be perfect for you.
A little cool down.
Oh, a cool down. Yeah. Look at you, Marcy.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot about working out.
This was one of the band's top 5 songs of all time.
Okay.
Timmy Time.
Should you dim the lights?
We're going to dim the lights. Right. We've got candles going.
Are you
Timmy
ready?
Time, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Now, possibly the last song
Correct.
Of the night. I was caught in the middle of a railroad track.
Thunder.
I looked around and I knew there was no turning back.
Thunder.
My mind raced and I thought what I could do.
Thunder.
And I knew there was no help from you.
Thunder.
Sound of the drums.
Boom, boom, boom.
Beating in my heart. The thunder of guns tears me apart. You've been thunderstruck.
Wow. Timmy Time.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys seen the movie Rockstar from way back in the 90s? Tim has turned into the character that Mark Wahlberg played in Rockstar. It was him. I was just watching him right there. People often say that Mark Wahlberg and Tim Baser look
very
a lot alike.
Very similar and very good.
And also have the same singing.
Yeah.
It's true.
The and vocal like stylings.
And like
will.
Afternoon Delights.
Whoa. Oh, TMI.
Different movie.
Well, I hope that was soothing for you. Yeah. I hope as you were stretching and cooling down.
It's good cool down.
That you enjoyed that. Timmy Time.
I got my heart racing.
Soft tune. That,
cool
of
down.
Course, cool was down. AC/DC. The song Thunderstruck. Thank you, Nick, for that submission. Thank you, Timmy Time, though.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Good job.
For singing that. Thank you, Marcy, for adding your color commentary.
I added something.
We appreciate it, as always. Hope the Big Ass Runner Heard enjoyed that. With that is Timmy Time.
See you next time.
Play my tune.
Oh, no. Every time.
Peace. See you guys on the trails.
I won't see you.
Running is stupid.
Well, believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 106 of the Big Ass Runner. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thanks to everybody that was involved, from Javier's great intro to the awesome setback advice from our Big Ass Runner Herd, and of course to the vocal tones of Timmy Time and the amazing cameo from Masibeza. Well, one thing I would love to do is to highlight you in a future segment of Why I Run. We're about to do a 3-5-part series. We would love to highlight some of the Big Ass Run Herd members, and it's really easy to do. You actually record the whole thing on your phone and send it to me. It's very simple. I'll coach you through it. If you would like to share your why you run, please reach out to me, jeff@bigassrunner.com. I would love to highlight you on the show, jeff@bigassrunner.com. And hey, if you're running right now and you're like, hey, I still got a lot of running to do, Jeff. I need something else to listen to. I have just a thing. Have a listen to this.
Hey, this is Hillary from the Trail Running Women Podcast. If you're loving what you're hearing here with Jeff and the Big Ass Runner crew, you're going to love what we're doing at the TRW Podcast too. We're hearing from badass women around the world about life, running, and everything in between. So check us out for a healthy dose of inspiration and a whole lot of laughs. Anywhere podcasts can be found, that's the Trail Running Women Podcast. Hope to see you there.
Thank you, Hillary. Hillary's awesome. I've been on her show before. She's been on this show. She is awesome. So if you need something else, check out Trail Running Women. Well, with that, thanks so much to our amazing audio engineer, Steve Spaghetti Sauce Saunders.
Excellent!
For making us sound so good. Hope that you are getting out there, hitting those trails, and running your asses off. Deuter Trail Runner. Actually, it's Deuter Trail Runners. Oh, my goodness. Hang on a second. But this was the runner-up, and then they actually had That was the honorable mention. It was written by some person and some other people.
I never trust a dog to watch my food, and I like use the word dude a lot as a noun or an adverb. Whoa, start up.
All right.
You're starting over, ladies and gentlemen. In 1987,
it was released
as a single in January. Dang you, Allison Harold and her Wordle.
Is that her like intro music?
Yes. Ding.
It's the Wordle ding.
Dadgummit.
That went right through everything. That was awesome.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boom.
Afternoon delight.
Oh my God almighty. I'm not part of this.